So, all right, so I say when at least I started back in 81, there was great interest in the so-called topology, namely, which was how you connected your nodes together, which is either the, so here are four topologies, two-dimensional grid, a binary tree, a complete interconnect, and here's a hypercube in this case in four dimensions. You can either think of these green things as processors or nodes in a switch. And as I think I mentioned earlier in the class, there used to be a great deal of interest in these various architectures. And it is true that some architectures are better than others, but today they really aren't terribly important, because people only build architectures that are sensible and work, and there isn't a bigger difference between the good architectures. The difference between the architectures is not the topology, this versus this, but rather how well you actually implement the hardware and software. What is the latency of the message passing system and things like that. So with today's technology, the difference in these topologies, well, the difference between the good topologies versus these two is not important. These are bad topologies, because for a binary tree, for this node to talk to that node, it's got to wander up to the top of the tree and then down again. So that's a very bad architecture, although for the CM5, you have a so-called factory, which makes this device okay, because it this is a bottleneck in the simple design, but if you make the communication bandwidth higher at the top of the tree, then it turns out there isn't a bottleneck, so it works okay. And a factory looks very like a hypercube. The complete interconnect is a fine design, except it's impractical, as you see from this diagram. If you had 1,000 nodes and you connected 1,000 nodes to each other, that's 1,000 times 992 interconnects, which you'd have to build. So that says that for n processors, you need n squared interconnects. That's not scaling. For this device, for this type of network, you have n processors and n links, so that scales. These two, you have n processors and n log n links. That effectively scales. And so essentially there are a lot of scaling, essentially scaling, namely up to logarithms. And log of the types of numbers we're building these days and will build for the next foreseeable future is not a very big number. So there are a lot of very reasonable switches that you can build, or topologies, and they all essentially work. And for the user, whether that user is an application user or a compiler writer or a message passing writer, the switch doesn't matter, because the low-level operating system will ensure that the details of switches are hidden from you. It will provide the functionality that allows one processor to talk to another processor just by addressing that processor without worrying about the interconnect between them. Just as when you have a memory system, you can go and grab a location from that memory without knowing the details of the memory architecture. The memory architecture, whether it's cached or not, or paged or not, hides the details of the of its. I mean, all you care about is that you go to a location and get it. The hardware and operating system hide details from you. The same is true with parallel architectures. All the details of the message passing and the topologies are just hidden from you.